From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Julia Caulfield with this news. The U.S. Senate, every Republican, including both Alaska senators, voted yesterday to officially begin debate on a tax cut bill that would also open the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil drilling. The procedural vote allows the Senate to vote on a tax bill itself later this week. Opening the Arctic Refuge to oil development has been the dream of Alaska's congressional delegation since the 1970s. That portion of the bill, though, has hit a technical snag. The Senate parliamentarian has reportedly ruled that part of the ANWR language exceeds the limit on what can be included in a budget bill. Senator Lisa Murkowski says the problem is an easy fix.
We are looking forward to the opportunity to wrap things up in a curative amendment. I'm not worried at all.
She issued a statement yesterday saying why she supports the tax bill. Among the features she likes, Murkowski says it will lower taxes for many Alaska families by doubling the child tax credit and the standard deduction. She also likes that the bill would end the mandate that everyone have health insurance. She says people shouldn't have to buy policies they don't want or can't afford. Critics say ending the mandate will drive up premiums because healthy people will leave the market. Senator Dan Sullivan supports the tax bill, too. He says the tax cuts will spur economic growth.
The way to address the deficit is to grow the economy. You can grow the economy and you bring in more revenues without having to raise taxes.
Democrats say the tax cut is a giveaway to corporations and the wealthiest Americans. The Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development states that the number of jobs in the Prudhoe Bay region dropped this year to the lowest levels since 2007. Alaska's Energy Desk reported yesterday that the region had a record 13,485 jobs in March 2015, but that number has since dropped to 8,923. The region is dominated by the oil sector and the industries that support it, and it has been hit hard by the oil price crash that began in 2014. Oil prices have gone up recently, but state economist Neil Fried says it's hard to predict whether the increase in prices will restore jobs. And a program mixing Alaska Native art with high school math is part of Sea Alaska Heritage Institute's latest effort to promote culture and foster the next generation of Native artists. The partnership seeks to encourage the next generation of artists in the Northwest Coast art traditions of the Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian. Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, the University of Alaska Southeast, and several Southeast school districts have signed on. Funded by a federal grant, Sea Alaska is calling the program Sharing Our Box of Treasures. Partners will work to incorporate the geometry and algebra concepts involved in formline design into high school math classes. It also establishes an associate's degree program in Northwest Coast Arts at UAS. The goal is for students studying Native arts at UAS to then be able to transfer to the Institute of American Indian Arts in Santa Fe, New Mexico, to complete 4-year degrees. That's the latest from the KTOO Newsroom. I'm Julia Caulfield.